This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. As we chatted about with Jill earlier in the hour, sometimes retirement is just impossible to afford. And other times, stopping work cold turkey is just jarring. I mean, what do you do with all that time? Nancy Collamer is here with us with some suggestions. She's the author of Second Act Careers, 50 Plus Ways to Profit from Your Passions During Semi-Retirement. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
So what are these second act careers and who's looking for them?
Well, we've got over 78 million baby boomers who are approaching retirement age, and their retirement's not going to be their parents' retirement. As we well know, lots of people have not saved enough for retirement, but even among those who have, people are living longer, healthier lives, and they are looking for meaningful ways to spend those hours.
And so what are some examples of semi-retirement jobs?
Well, in the book, I cover a wide range of possibilities, everything from creating informational products on the web to I even have a chapter about getting paid to travel, which I joke is everyone's favorite chapter.
Now, is that real? Can you actually get paid to travel?
Well, it's difficult to earn enough to make a living, but the reality is that one of the things you do want to think about in terms of semi-retirement careers is sometimes it's about offsetting the costs of doing things that you want to do during retirement. So using travel as an example, lots of people hope to be able to travel during retirement, mm-hmm. but that can get to be mighty expensive. So if you can find a way to offset those costs, you won't need to go into savings to fund your travel dreams.
So, and that brings me to a question. A lot of the suggestions in the book seem to be about things that are more on the fun side than necessarily the money-making side of jobs. And is that what we should expect from these second acts?
I don't think that's necessarily correct. The book covers a wide range of options, and I was very careful to select possibilities that people can mix and match and combine into different levels of income streams depending upon their individual goals and objectives. So, for example, you know, one person may want to work as an adjunct professor at a university, and that's enough for them. But somebody else who's looking to earn more money may want to do that and combine it with perhaps a part-time job or doing some consulting or coaching. So it's more about mixing together multiple streams of income, and then you can do it in a way that really meets your lifestyle objectives.
And so where do you start? If you're somebody who's thinking about retirement or thinking about work after retirement, where do you start figuring out what the right second career might be?
Well, you know, for a lot of us, this is the first time that you really get to do something because you want to do it, not just because you have to do it in order to pay the mortgage. So start by thinking about what is it that you want your life to look like? Do you want time for travel to be able to visit the grandchildren? And then you start to do an assessment of your skills and experiences. And I always advise people to start by looking at your work experience, because that's where you're going to be able to command the highest dollar. That's where your marketable skills are. But you certainly don't want to just look at those work experiences. You know, it's interesting. People in the book found their second act by tapping into hobbies and passions. One of the women I profile is someone who is an American Indian, and she grew up loving being involved with ceremonies and rituals, and she now makes her living as a celebrant who works as essentially an interfaith minister who helps people from different faiths and backgrounds celebrate weddings and other lifestyle events.
Very interesting. Now, one thing that I was thinking about is it's got to be hard if you come from maybe a high power, big money career. Let's say you're a CEO and you retire and you maybe take a volunteer position or a less powerful second act career. How do people deal with that transition?
You're absolutely right. It's a bit of an ego adjustment for a lot of people. It's hard to go from the corner office to being the person who has to empty their own trash. So the way that you do this is in baby steps. I typically advise people that even starting 3 years ahead is really not too soon because you need time to figure out what it is that you want to do, time to research alternatives, and then time to either go look for that part-time job or create your own business. And, you know, life has a tendency of getting in the way. So start it soon.
Nancy, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Nancy Collamer is the author of Second Act Careers, 50 Plus Ways to Profit from Your Passions During Semi-Retirement. And we've got some of those tips to finding your perfect next job at our website, marketplacemoney.org.